Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
From Talk Radio News, the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney, joins us. Bob, I thought of you immediately in the polls. You and I have been talking about all the flip-flopping around, but what's so significant is here you have all of a sudden Ben Carson in the Monmouth poll that came out tied with Donald Trump. Could he really be the foe of Donald Trump, or is this just the ebb and flow of polling?
I think it's kind of the ebb and flow. Now, Kate, you know, you follow the news, I do. If the two of us had to come up with something major that Ben Carson announced in the last 3 weeks, you know, we can't do it no matter how much we try. So what I think is going on here personally, they've called and people being polled, they say Rick Perry, people, Jeb Bush. Finally, they get up to a few names, and all of a sudden Carson, okay. I mean, we don't really know anything bad about Carson. He hasn't really come out with – he's come out with a few controversial things, but I think it just shows the fluid nature right now, and it shows the Republican side with Jeb Bush out of this thing practically, grasping to see where it wants to go, and all of a sudden you hear – Dr. Ben Carson, and you haven't heard, you know, as a Republican, too much bad about him, and he seemed like a nice guy. I just think it's a fluttering in the polls right now.
And did you know he wasn't even a Republican until, like, the midterm elections?
Oh, Donald Trump wasn't a Republican before, too, and I say that because I watched this talking pundit, this ancient relic of a Republican on TV last week, who's been around forever, we all know him, and he said, well, you know, wait till they find out that Donald Trump was supported or was a Democrat, and I thought, well, okay, so was Ronald Reagan, and, yeah. But, yeah, a lot of people don't realize, yeah, I think he just registered, what, the last election or something?
Yes, right? Yes. Yeah, which I think is interesting. I agree with you. Certainly we've seen that before with other candidates.
Sure.
But we have such rabid people who are so dyed in the wool. This is the way it is, and they always want to label somebody,
right.
And the demagoguery
right.
begins. Then you say, well, wait a second. Did you look back a little bit further? And so I thought
sure.
that was pretty interesting. In the meantime, Hillary Clinton... Yeah, you've been steadfast in saying you still think Hillary Clinton has such a great shot at the Democratic nomination. Is this whole email thing getting deeper and deeper worse for her to fend it off?
Well, I think she has a shot, but I'm not as sold. I mean, this is like death of 1,000 cuts. And there's a couple of things here. Death of 7,000 cuts, for example, last night. One, the State Department, give me a break. Put people on overtime. Dump all this stuff at once. I mean, what is this monthly?
No kidding.
You know, it's not the agencies don't waste government money anyway. So put a bunch of people on this. Get it all out there. And then two... I mean, who could sustain a private email dump of your private emails? Because in the broad spectrum of this thing, why are they dumping something that has nothing to do with the State Department? For example, what Chelsea Clinton thought about Haiti or Sidney Blumenthal, who, you know, I should sue because he must have stole my lines on Boehner, you know, what he thinks of the Speaker of the House, that has nothing to do with anything, but it's out there, and I've got to tell you, this is not helpful. It's just like death of 1,000 paper cuts.
Yeah, it's like you're looking into her personal diary.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
You know, and that's the thing, whether it's mundane or not. And then you have the fear of other things being revealed, like Bill Clinton wanting to speak in the Congo for $650,000 and just trying to run that by the State Department. And the way that gets twisted all over the place,
sure.
It's just... hard to defend that.
It's not helpful, and with Bernie Sanders gaining ground, this isn't helpful to Hillary. I mean, I'm not completely sold she's going to be the nominee. I still think she's out there. I don't think Joe Biden's going to enter this for emotional reasons, you know. You have to get through a lot of emotional things in the campaign. It was tough with the loss of his son, but I don't know, Hillary Clinton, if this continues on, and if Bernie continues on, it's not going to be as solid as I thought.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. I was talking about this the other day with Victoria. As you get gear up for, it's like kids going back to school, Congress going officially back to Washington, what are the three big things on their agenda? I guess Iran, Iran, and Iran.
Yes, it is, and now they're trying to find a way. They know they haven't beat Barack Obama on Iran. They know that. Now they're trying to find a second way where they're going to do sanction bills because we have to worry, quote, about Iran's terrorist activities. Well, we've known that for a long time, so why didn't they sanction before? Now they're going to kind of try to come up with everything, including probably sanctioning the air in Tehran, and then they're going to present it to the president. So this is just a move because, look, they lost. In fact, the Republican leadership carved a bill that almost guaranteed success for Barack Obama. Then the break happened, and they thought they were going to get him then, and all these ads didn't amount to, you know, getting Democratic members in red states to go against the president. So now a lot of the agenda is going to be Iran. Then all of a sudden, when that falls apart, then they're going to talk about the debt ceiling up against the wall, the budget, all the other things that the Republican leaders can't solve, Kate. So, you know, the Republicans are going to get just as damaged with their base as they are with, you know, the Democratic and independent side of doing nothing. They're going to get a lot of grief from their base.
Oh, yeah, I agree. I think they're going to get a lot of grief from their base. How about the Prez going to Alaska? What do you make of that? Was it like, okay, it's time for me to go there? Plus, he's hanging out with that TV dude that has, you know, bears running after him.
Yeah, the guy that kills and eats things that we go to.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
So he's going to take the president on a hike. So I think the president's going to do well out of this. I really do. I think he's going to, in fact, going with that guy, I can't remember his name, but it's going to
help. Bear Grylls. Yeah.
And then as far as the McKinley thing, I'm from Ohio, but so what? Okay, whatever they announce, the mountain, but whatever they, you know, want to name it.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think that the president, it's so late in his term with this climate change, he's trying to highlight something, but I just think that's all going to get lost. The event itself is not going to hurt him.
It's not, yeah, that's what I think. I don't think the event itself hurts him. Hey, one last one. You and I have been talking about with the Democrats. What happens next? Is Joe Biden jumping into it or not? There's been so much misinformation and debate over this. Joe Biden, I think, somewhere is just laughing at all the debate over whether he's in or not, because he knows darn well what he's going to do. And I was just watching the Sunday, I call it the Sunday Swirl, the television version, all the talking heads. And in going around the round table on ABC, every single person there said, no, he's not going to, this isn't the right time, he's not going to do it. Including your old pal Newt Gingrich, he said, no, he's not jumping into it. So what do you think?
I think he's close to jumping into it, but I just think the emotional side, like I said earlier, I think, you know, the death of his son, he has to determine whether he has the emotional stamina right now. I mean, a death of a child takes so much out of you, and this campaign would be, you know, he'd have to get going. And, you know, so I think the final decision is Joe Biden sitting with Joe Biden. I think all the things are right for him to get in there. I really do. But I don't think he is, you know, coming off of the death of his son. It's just maybe not the right time for him right now. That's what I think.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to watch and see from the sidelines what happens.
It will.
Bob Ney, thank you. As always, we'll talk again soon.
Disgusting. What's that smell? Roll down your window before I pass out.
It's those nasty fish oil pills I've been taking.
Why won't you just switch to Nutrigold fish oil like I did?
It's fish oil. What's the difference?
Well, my Nutrigold fish oil is sourced and manufactured right here in the USA.
What's so special about that? Aren't they all?
Are you kidding? Of course not. Only Nutrigold fish oil is 100% USA made, which is why it's so fresh.
100% product of USA and fresh? I like the sound of that. So no more fish burps?
No more fish burps. And that's not all. If you go to www.fishoil.best and enter My Fish Oil, you can save $5 like I did.
Now that won't be necessary. We can just share your bottle.
Nice try. Get your own at www.fishoil.best.
Sorry.
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering My Fish Oil at checkout.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I like to see you right across the floor. I like to do it till you call for more. I like to reggae, but you dance too fast for me. I like to make my feelings.
Thanks for joining us on the flip side, Kate Delaney America, tonight. Well, here we go again. We've got an officer killed, and the hunt is on for three suspects. I mean, did we not just go through this the other day? And I don't want to jump on my soapbox. You know how I feel about this. It is outrageous. Look, line of duty and all of that, there's going to be officers that are going to be killed. There's going to be officers that are hurt. There's going to be horrible things that happen. But it really does seem as though there's this incredible target all of a sudden, and there is absolutely no wall between what somebody will do for no reason. So here's what the deal is here. You got a lot of people, a lot of cops in very heavy gear, loaded down. They've got their man's best friend with them, the K-9 partners. You got cops on horseback, that whole thing. Because they're trying to find the men who shot Lieutenant Joey Glenowitz earlier in the day. And this is Fox Lake, Illinois. It happened so early in the day. It happened right before 8 o'clock in the morning. After he had radioed in that he was pursuing three suspects on foot. And then, boom, radio communication done, gone. So now there was this massive search through the woods around Fox Lake in Lake County, which is about, to give you an idea, I'm kind of familiar with the area, it's give or take 50, 60 miles outside of Chicago. They even, you know, they were going house to house. Now, this is a married cop. Father of four, had been a police officer for more than 30 years. So can you imagine, again, this community outraged? school districts shut down because of the manhunt during the day. Helicopters everywhere. Even inaccurate reports were being pumped out all day long because they thought they had somebody, then they didn't know they had somebody. I mean, you get the drift here. Now, in this case, there was something to do with pursuing, as you heard me say. So a little different than, obviously, the horrific killing. I mean, both are horrific, but the violence against police. But the cop who was simply putting gas in his patrol car when he was assassinated. But here's another cop, another statistic. And the woods in that area are so thick, let me tell you. So incredibly thick. So I hate that it seems like every week when I get on the air, or every couple of weeks, I'm talking about some police officer with a family who's been killed. Coming up in this rest of this hour in America tonight, we're going to also swing into the stock market because Stephen Kelly is back, Mr. Free Money Guy. He's fabulous. And we're going to talk about the volatility on Wall Street and the specifics of, you know, GNP versus GDP and how the ratio gets out of whack if you go and you look at stock market crashes like in 2000 and 2008. Because, of course, right again, if you're checking stocks, there's more volatility because of the Shanghai composite. 4.2% it dumped at the opening bell. It recovered, and then it was finally positive again by midday. But this is that up and down pattern. It's like a runaway roller coaster, like the runaway train at Walt Disney World. That index has crashed about 40% from the peak in the second week in June. And Beijing is being as aggressive as they can, right, to prop up these stocks. I mean, even this sound familiar, right? The central bank has injected cash into their financial system. And investors are going to get a state-mandated break from what's happening. So markets in China are getting ready for a four-day holiday starting on Thursday because Beijing will shut down for a military parade that commemorates the end of World War II. So thank goodness, right? Because the Dow nosedived the other day, again, 470 points because of the Chinese fears. That's one of the reasons why. Then also what's going on with the interest rates, the possible interest rate hike by the Federal Reserve, maybe this month. Oil prices have had a bizarre swing, down below 38 a barrel for the first time since 2009, and then racing back to 50. So it's hard to tell where any of this lands, which is part of the reason that we've had some jaw-dropping moves when we stand at the craps table, which is the market. And I say it again, why do we care about the markets? And I don't have to justify it other than to say, of course we care about the markets because the middle class relies somewhat on the markets. You don't want to have all your portfolio in that direction. But if you have a 401k, for goodness sake, of course you want to take advantage of it. I mean, of course. So it doesn't help you if you're a baby boomer and you want to retire in how many years. When we wait till we talk to Stephen Kelly, he says from what we've lost now, if you wanted to talk about gains, you're talking about less than 1% gain over the next 8 to 10 years. And there's easy ways to figure that out. So, you know, unless you're dumping millions of dollars on particular stocks that you're almost betting on, which is not the case for the middle class, then you're not going to have these incredible gains. We've had that topping off part of the market that's just happened. It's not to say somebody won't have a few gains and you might get lucky and be able to dip out at the right time, but wow. Really tough. Really, really tough. It is what the market is. And because the middle class relies partially on this, it's not, I mean, the wealthy people can lose a ton of money, but they also make a ton of money on the market because they can ride a stock. That's much different than somebody with a basket of stocks recommended to them in trying to take their meager pennies and turn them into a few more meager pennies so that they have more months of money coming in. Because we all know Social Security certainly isn't cutting it, and pensions are gone. How many people have a pension? I don't have a pension. Do you have a pension? How many people listening to me have a pension? Depending on your age, right? Depending on your age. We're all in this boat together, so you know. We are all in this boat together. No question about that. Oh, none. Let me tell you. And, of course, it wouldn't be America tonight if we weren't on the campaign trail, which is sizzling red hot. Everybody has an opinion on what's going on with either Trump or is Joe Biden getting in, like we talked about with Bob Ney. What's happening with Hillary Clinton? What's the latest on all the email dumps? And, you know, you make such a great point that the State Department isn't doing her any favors or their governmental agency with a slow drip. And here's another 50 emails, and look what this says. And here's another one. I mean, it is craziness, isn't it? Because every time they dump a bunch of the emails, there's always something in it that's meaty, that's going to set off alarm bells. I mean, I'm still stuck back on, and I think I'm a capitalist. Get what the market bears. But you have a former president married to the Secretary of State asking his office, sending a note. Geez, I mean, I know that in Congo they're murdering women and stuff, but $650,000, we're just checking. Is it okay? Could we go do that speech? I mean, would that be okay? And can you imagine the outrage if somebody else did that speech? $650,000. Well, of course, they said no, and he didn't go. But because of the email snafu, all of that becomes public knowledge. We would not have known about this. If Mrs. Clinton had just been part of the government flow of here's your email address, here's our servers, that would be it. Even if you wanted to go back and look at her emails, it would not be this pounding that she's getting hammered with constantly every single week. All right, we're heading there next. Hang with us. I'll meet you in a few here on America Tonight.
Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition delicious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
A big fat announcement for you. You're going to love this. One of my biggest complaints, you know, if I'm going to dip into the fast food bin, and I really try to stay away from it just because, do I want all those cows? Yeah. What am I going to do? Run a marathon to try to burn them all off? You know, we all know that we can make healthier food, even if we make food that's chunky junky. We also can make some other things alongside it that are good for you, you know? So the Golden Arches, every time, especially with the crazy hours we have, you slide in and you miss breakfast by, like, you know, 5 minutes. Because, frankly, with the way they put all the calories on everything, there are some low-cal things that, if you have that fast food urge, aren't really too bad for you. I'm not saying if you go loaded for bear, right? So check this out. I think this is brilliant because they know they're competing with so many people now. I mean, for goodness sake, who doesn't have a breakfast sandwich anymore? McDonald's is going to do, they're experimenting with this. I guess they did experiment with this and they're going to do it. They're going to have an all-day breakfast in a whole bunch of markets. And hopefully it's going to go nationwide. Boing! How about some applause for that? Sweet! A host of changes because they've got stomping sales, yeah. It used to be easy. People saw the Golden Arches. They went there, and that was it. Now McDonald's has so much competition, forget about it. So they've been testing this all-day breakfast thing since March, and they're telling their franchises to prepare for an October launch. So meaning depending on where the location of the restaurant is, you know, you could get muffins or biscuits or burritos. They're going to try the deal where instead of the window closing on breakfast, you can still get breakfast. I think it's good. That's a great brand image thing. I think it's a good strategy. Will it work or not? Because, you know, there's other places you can go where they have all-day breakfasts. There's a place by the satellite facility that I'm in right now, and it's just in Dallas. But it's called Cafe Brazil, and I think their claim to fame is that they have decent omelets and things, and you can go and get them. Maybe you want an omelet at 3 in the afternoon. You know, you have a different schedule. We know millions of people are third shifters, and they get up at different times. But not even that, just people who like to eat breakfast some other point in the day. You might be one of those peeps. I'm definitely one of them. My favorite thing my mother used to do for us is we'd be like, what's for dinner? What's for dinner? And we'd have like the surprise dinner where it was like, we're going to have breakfast for dinner. Yes, we're going to have breakfast for dinner. So this is interesting because they say the changes are going to cost between $500 and $5,000, $505,000 for each franchise. And McDonald's will help pay for them. They're not giving like the breakdown of how that's happening because, you know, that means restaurants would need a dedicated egg griddle so they could cook eggs all the time. And the restaurants that have McMuffins would need a toaster just for the muffins. These are the things you got to worry about when someone has the brilliant idea to do that. But I love it. I think it's good. And they say that really, it's funny because I'm not a millennial, but they say that it really caters to millennial customers in their 20s. Because they're the ones who like the idea of breakfast instead of the boring breakfast to take breakfast at a different time. So we've got a millennial. Patrick Eggdorf is, of course, our technical director. Patrick, is that true? Would you eat breakfast at any other time in the day?
Oh, yeah. There's no better time for breakfast than any time.
So you like the eggs and the muffin and whatever.
Oh, sure. Whenever I get the chance, you know, I'd make it at home, feel like I actually am eating a Egg McMuffin. But, you know, it's still good to get the original.
Absolutely. So we have that in common. And I guarantee there's some other people, too. So I just threw that in for a quick shot. I mean, here we are in the middle of talking about politics and the politics of the breakfast menu. Let's put it that way. So here's the other thing. Looking at what's going on in the campaign trail, I want to make sure that we get this in here before we go to our pal, Stephen Kelly. But, I mean, hey, you know, listen, on and on and on and on and on again, we hear about the demographics of voting and what is the demographic breakup. And if you think of how many Latinos have the power of the vote if they exercise that. And I'm talking about people, too, that are in the country legally. I mean, you can have the argument about people that are here illegally and not voting and all that kind of stuff and voter ID, but I'm not even going there. I'm just saying just in general. So check this out. Trump's no dummy. He met with the CEO of the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. He did that on Tuesday. Javier Palomares is the CEO. And what do you think they were talking about? I guess it lasted about an hour. The conversation mostly supposedly centered around, you know, immigration. And Palomares said that it was interesting, the private Donald versus the public Donald Trump. And he said he never interrupted me once. And he said at one point, Trump even joked he didn't need the Hispanic vote as he was referencing his high poll numbers. But he's obviously knows that he does need the Hispanic vote. And so good for him that he reached out to him and they had that conversation, because how do you do that? How do you have how do you open the lanes and have that convo? Well, you'd reach out. you know, you reach out. I thought one of the infuriating things about the Mitt Romney campaign was they didn't reach out. How many times on this show did we have somebody from Project 21 where, you know, we're talking about black conservatives who are smart, who get it, who some of them were rip-roaring Democrats and jumped over to the Republican side and said never once are they, you know, why wasn't Mitt Romney in the community? Why didn't he do that? Why didn't he reach out? And the same thing we know with Mitt Romney, the problem there with Hispanic voters and also women voters. So Trump gets it. I mean, listen, he might have been born into a fortune, but he might have lost fortunes and won fortunes, but he gets the power of research and realizing and knowing which side his buns are buttered on, so to speak. And he definitely talks tough, and I think he definitely means it, whether you think he's a blowhard or you think he's fantastic. So good for him that he reached out. Good for him that he did it. I'll be curious to see what happens with Jorge Ramos, on the other hand. And even the head of the Hispanic Chamber said, when he was asked about it, about this whole thing with Ramos and the incident, the reporter that jumped up and was going after Trump, trying to get him to answer questions on immigration, and he's a rock star in the Hispanic community, Univision, there's no question about it, beyond Univision even, very, very respected. And he said, listen, he said Jorge kind of spoke out of term and commandeered the microphone. On the other hand, the issue is huge for Ramos and is different from other journalists. He says that he thinks they both could have done something differently. So that tells you right there. I mean, this guy gets it, too. But will he get the Hispanic vote? That's, you know, something completely different. I mean, and this meeting was Trump requesting this, just to make sure you get that. So it wasn't the chamber. It was them meeting. Right? And the head of the Hispanic chamber said, we don't think it's possible to round up 11.5 million people in any way, in any efficient fashion, and escort them out of the country. Logistically, how can you make that happen? And he said, Palomara said, let's say that you would have a very negative economic impact, and I think Donald has discussed that enough, and that's what he said. So he said they didn't really see eye to eye on immigration, but they definitely came together and had an interesting conversation for sure. By the way, a Gallup poll last week showed that 65% of Hispanics have an unfavorable view of Trump. 65%. 8 in 10 saying they had formed an opinion of the candidate. That's it. So how about that? It would be interesting. Be interesting to see where that all falls out. The most overused word, but the best way to describe it. We don't know at this point, right? We have no idea. But Ben Carson, he's getting up there, at least in the polls, and it's making it the conversation more about, okay, there is no definitives here. We still have to take a chill pill and realize we're not into 2016 yet, and things can change, and they do change. So something could be a lot different. It could look a lot different than it does right now by the time we turn the page on the calendar, because we are, ladies and gentlemen, we're into September, so that means we are, believe it or not, you know, 4 months away. Isn't that crazy? 4 months away from 2016. I mean, I had to shake myself today to say, is that really true? Where did the summer go? Where did 2015 go? We're not quite done yet. Stephen Kelly, stroke of brilliance, some of this conversation. Don't want to miss it. That's next on America Tonight.
Sciatic. sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's five-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back to America Tonight, and of course, you know, we love this guy when he comes on. I was just talking about him the other night and the fact that, boy, now more than ever, you should heed Stephen Kelly's advice. He's giving out just pearls of wisdom on this show. And so many of you wrote me to talk about what happened with the markets in this last couple of weeks and how some of you lost an average of $10,000, at least in your mind, because of what you bought stocks at and where you were and, of course, what your basket of stocks were worth with your 401k, which we had that conversation with Stephen about a 401k. So Stephen Kelly is in our virtual green room. He joins us now, free money guy. Stephen, how was your vacation?
Oh, it was wonderful, Kate. Thank you so much. As you know, we went up to Lake Winnipesaukee here in New Hampshire, which is just gorgeous. And I was up there for a few weeks. And then I had my family up the last week, and we had about 21 people up there and had a wonderful time. So
nice.
I'm back and raring to go.
21 people. Boy, that's a crowded house, but how fun. Everybody then. That's neat.
Yes,
love
we
it.
Had a great time. We had a great
love
time.
It.
Thank you so much.
So I bet you some of them might have been asking you, although I'm sure that with your own family, of course, the knowledge, you've been able to impart that to them. But I bet you're the most popular guy at the cocktail party right now because everybody's wondering, what do I do with these fluctuating markets? Their eyes have been opened, huh?
Well, see, this is the thing. I have no idea what you should do.
And
nobody else does either because, like Yogi Berra once said, it's very difficult to make predictions, especially about the future. And that's true. We cannot make predictions. But what we can do is we can kind of look at the overall landscape, if you will. And as we look at the landscape, we can see what's going on now that sort of informs us as to what's gone on in the past. All right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of places you can go on the internet and get information. There are very few places you can go on the internet and get good information. All right? And this is one of the problems that we have is there's so much information out there. There's information overload, and people tend to gravitate to the type of information or the kind of news that they want to hear, right? We all know this.
Yeah.
It's why, you know, certain news programs are so successful. But what you need to do when you're looking at information is you have to try and find good source data to work from. And one of the things that institutional investors and people like Warren Buffett look at, you know, and he should know, is something called the market cap to GDP ratio. This is the U.S. GDP, gross domestic product, which is all the goods and services that are produced within the United States, okay? There's the GNP, which is all of the goods and services produced by Americans either in or outside the United States, and then there's the gross domestic product, which is produced inside the United States. And we want to look at what the total market cap of all of the equities in the country, the domestic equities, versus the gross domestic product. And right now, it's sitting at 118.4%. Well, what's that mean? It means, frankly, that stocks are way overvalued, okay? Mm. Now, let me just give you the ranges. The ranges are, if it's under 50%, it's significantly undervalued. If it's 50% to 75%, it's modestly undervalued. 75% to 90% is a fair value. 90% to 115% is modestly overvalued. And over 115 is significantly overvalued. So why is that important? Well, there's just sort of a gravity out there. If you think in terms of the way gravity works, you know, the sun is out there in the middle of the solar system, and all these planets are spinning around it, and the sun pulls them back. There's sort of these opposing forces. There's the inertial force, or whatever you call it, of the planets moving around it, and then there's the gravity pulling them back. And there's gravity in the market as well. And the couple of things you want to look at are this ratio, and this ratio is tending to pull the values down. Now, the last time we had a ratio this high was 2008, all right?
Mm.
The time before that that we had one this high was 2000. You seeing a pattern here?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Okay. And I could go back much further, and every time you see this ratio getting out of whack, we have significant corrections coming after. Now, there's something else that's pulling at the stock market, and that's interest rates. People get into the market. Let me back up a little bit. The market has risk, correct?
Yes.
So when you put your money in the market, you're taking a risk. So what you want to have for that risk is you want to be able to get something for it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Otherwise, why put your money in the market?
Sure.
Well, right now, interest rates are really, really low. So there's really not a lot of upside in putting your money in, like, treasuries and other safe money instruments, traditional safe money instruments. So people are migrating to the market. Okay, what happens as interest rates rise? Well, now, treasuries and other safe money instruments become quite attractive. So the market premium or the risk premium that goes with being in the market goes down because you can get more money in safe money instruments. Is this making sense?
It totally makes sense, yeah.
In order for investors to want to move into the market where they're taking risk, there has to be substantially more upside for them moving into the market than there is being in safe money instruments. Because if you could get the same return in safe money, which way would you go?
Safe money.
Of course. Okay. So right now, with interest rates really low, and the Fed knows this, and the Fed has been keeping interest rates low in order to keep the market up. Okay. I mean, it's been a very deliberate move on the Fed's part. But the problem is they can't do this forever. They're going to have to let interest rates rise. And as interest rates go up, people are going to find a safe money alternative that they understand, which is government securities, and you'll see money moving out of the market into those securities. So we have two very powerful forces right now pulling on the market. One is the fact that markets are overvalued. You know, stocks are overvalued, and that has a tendency to pull them down. And we have very low interest rates, which are propping them up, propping up these overvalued stocks. But as interest rates go up, you're going to see this gravity, I believe, of the overvalued stocks kick in, and money is going to move out of those stocks and back into the safe money instruments. Now, there's one other thing that I believe is going to have an influence on this, and that is this. The baby boomers who have been investing in the market for so long now, 30, 40 years with their retirement money, are now starting to pull their money out, okay,
yep.
Because they need to have money to live. So now you have this phenomenon which is, has put trillions of dollars into the market, is turning around and it's starting to take that money out. You're going to have overvalued stocks and you're going to have interest rates go up. In my mind, this is kind of a trifecta that you don't really want to deal with. So I guess what I would say to people is I think the market's important. I think you want to have money in the market because over time it has a potential for a tremendous amount of growth, and I believe it will continue to grow over time. And I'll say what I say to you all the time. I would not want to have the money that I have to live on over, you know, the next 5 or 10 years be in the market. And I'll say one other thing. The total market index is really indicating that they're estimating about a 0.8% estimated return over the next 8 to 10 years. Okay, so that's less than 1% return over the next 10 years. And these are the indices that institutional investors, people that know Warren Buffett, people like that, who know what they're doing, pay attention to.
Boy, no kidding. All right, free money guy Stephen Kelly, somebody wants to send you a note. How do they do that?
They can reach me at steve@freemoneyguys.com, or they can reach us at 844-4-FREEMO, 844-4-FREEMO, or go online to our website at freemoneyguys.com.
All right, we look forward to continuing the conversation next week with you, Stephen Kelly. Thank you.
Thank you, Kate.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.